You're listening to Texas Public Radio News. I'm Maria Navarro. Six members of the San Antonio City Council say they will not support canceling a controversial concert at the city-owned Alamo Dome. TPR's Joey Palacios reports the public statement falls in opposition to San Antonio Mayor Gina Ortiz Jones.
The concert featuring Ye, formerly known as Kanye West, has come under fire for the singer's anti-Semitic remarks and hate speech. The statement from council members Kaur, McKee Rodriguez, Castillo, Alderete Gavito, White, and Spears say while they denounce his remarks, they don't want to lean into the realm of censorship. They also acknowledge the economic impact of $1.7 million to the Alamo Dome. Canceling the contract would require a special session and city council vote to direct the city manager to cancel the contract. Mayor Gina Ortiz Jones acknowledged at a Tuesday press conference hosted by the Jewish Federation of San Antonio, there's not enough votes, at least six, to rescind the contract.
Some folks have prioritized, again, economic interests over what they say are their values. And that's just the moment in time that we're in, and it's really sad.
The concert is scheduled for July 4th. I'm Joey Palacios in San Antonio.
It's been nearly a year since July 4th deadly flooding in the Texas Hill Country, and more flood survivors are returning home. Kerrville resident Greg Atkins says he's grateful to finally be nearing the end of long-term recovery after being forced from his home.
This community has just come in and just with funds, with people, with expertise, with mercy, and really done a great job.
The Community Foundation of the Texas Hill Country says a majority of flood-affected households are now back in permanent housing. CEO Austin Dixon says the community has reached an important milestone.
Today, a majority of flood-affected households in our community are home again, and many more are actively moving in the permanent housing direction.
Dixon says nearly 60 homes have been rebuilt, 19 flood survivor families have become homeowners, and about 50 modular homes and RVs have been repaired or replaced. More than 130 households are still in temporary housing as recovery efforts continue. Judson ISD trustees named an interim superintendent last night, the fifth leader the district has had this year. Long-term educator Ann Dixon will serve in the position after current interim Robert Jaklich announced he would be stepping down. Dixon was briefly hired last year as an outside financial consultant for the district. Board President Monica Ryan spoke about the decision.
Given the challenges and opportunities ahead, we believe an experienced external interim superintendent can provide the perspective, stability, and leadership necessary to help guide the district through this period.
This comes following months of infighting between board members. The Texas Education Agency announced this week it had opened a special investigation into the district over potential violations of state law. Bexar County Commissioners approved a big tax break for Toyota on Tuesday in return for a $2 billion investment and 2,000 new jobs at its Southside facility. TPR's Brian Kirkpatrick reports.
Congratulations, Toyota. I understand y'all are getting back to the plant and producing more trucks for San Antonio and the world.
That's Bexar County Judge Peter Sakai after the tax break vote that would save Toyota $55 million. The sprawling plant is located in Precinct 1, led by Commissioner Rebecca Clay Flores.
I'm grateful to Toyota for looking at the southern sector of Bexar County to expand here.
Frank Voss is the CEO of Toyota Texas.
It isn't just where we build trucks and SUVs, it's where our team members and where our supplier team members have raised families.
The tax break helps Toyota Texas compete within the company for the expansion project. Some industry experts suspect Toyota may return the production of the Tacoma pickup here. I'm Brian Kirkpatrick in San Antonio.
The San Antonio Spurs added size and youth to their front court during the first round of the NBA draft last night. The Spurs selected 6'10", 18-year-old Jaden Quaintance of the University of Kentucky. The Denver Nuggets traded their 26th pick, 6'11", 22-year-old Terrace Reed Jr. of the University of Connecticut to the Spurs. You're listening to Real, Reliable Texas Public Radio.